Redemption is a backbone of the supernatural. And when you don't have it, it's hard to work it. Demons know when you know who you are. The righteous are as bold as lions. You are not concerned about what's going to happen to you because you know the scripture, no weapon that's formed against you shall prosper, and your righteousness is of me, saith the Lord. When a person has been given righteousness and still walking in unrighteousness, sickness and disease and lack and poverty become their master. People are trying to work up enough faith to do something. It's not the faith. It's the righteous. If you get the righteous standing with God, I don't care what situation you're in, faith will flow and miracles will follow. We've been working on trying to get more faith, but what you need to work on is your image. You need to come back and say, wait a minute, who am I in God? The supernatural is not an option, it's a requirement. We're coming into a time that where God is sending us, you must operate supernatural. Are you following what I'm saying? God's plan from the beginning is that you have supernatural ability. That is going to be one of the things that's going to distinguish you from the rest of the people in this earth. Now, the devil doesn't want you to operate in the supernatural because he knows that supernatural will cause people to leave dead gods and come over on your camp. Now, the whole world is under the control of the evil one. And God wants them released. And you are the ones that he's sending to invade every area that Satan has set up and strip him of everything, not only property, but people, and bring it into the kingdom of God. And that's what he's going to do. And you cannot do it naturally. That's why the church hasn't gone much farther. Can't do it naturally. It's got to be supernatural. I said it's got to be supernatural. So now, you have authority. And I taught this the other day, that if you come over here with me and go to Mark's Gospel, chapter 15, Mark chapter 15, you have been given authority. You can say things. You can resist him. Talking about the enemy now. The devil is no match for you. You are no match for him. Let me just say it like that. You are so far above him until he looks weak. Now, you got to get that in your spirit. You can't be looking at all these Hollywood movies and seeing people's heads spin and then the devil coming, all that. Folks, when you come on the scene, they don't even say nothing. They shut up. They try to hide because they know you're going to cast them out. Look what it says in Mark chapter 15, and I read this to some people the other day, but I want to say it again. We're talking about your authority. Verse 17, and they clothed him with purple. This is Jesus now. And they platted a crown of thorns and put it about his head and began to salute him, "Hail, King of the Jews." And they smote him on the head with a reed and did spit upon him and, bowing their knees, worshipped him. And when they had mocked him, they took off the purple from him and put his own clothes on him and led him out of to crucify him. Now look what they did to Jesus. Verse 17, they clothed him with purple. That's that robe. That's righteousness. That's kingly authority. And watch this. They planted a crown of thorns. And what did they do with him? Put it where? On his head. Now, when they pushed those thorns on his head, what came out? Blood flow. Now, where did the crown of thorns come from? Thorns came from the curse.
It came from when Adam sinned, the curse came in, and God said, and thorns and thistles will you have to work in and all the days of your life, and this is going to be the inheritance that you're going to get. But once Jesus did this and they pushed him crown of thorns on his head, right then he was redeemed from the curse. But then they said to begin to salute him and call him King of the Jews. They took a reed and they smote him on the head with it. Now, what does the reed symbolize? This is that staff. This is the authority of a king. Got it? And what it's saying here is that if you don't know your authority, the devil will take it and beat you over the head with it. I'm saying you got something to say about what goes on in this earth. Now, this robe is the key. Now, let me just cover this because I didn't want to cover too much today, but this is what I want to cover. God's ability is your inheritance. God's ability is your inheritance. Now, the enemy tries to put up perfect storms, meaning there's no way out. Everything that seems naturally impossible is actually a deception of the devil. Boy, that'll do it right there. You see, when Adam sinned, can I cover this? When Adam sinned, he got cut off from part of reality. He was left with the temporal. But before, he had the image of God, which gave him the ability to see like God. But once he sinned, he lost sight of part of reality, which is in the invisible. And the only thing he could see now is the visible. So everything he sees now is a distortion. So now the devil can fool him because the devil can play with that temporal realm. See, he can make it look impossible. But if you could see the rest of reality, you could see that it is possible. You follow what I'm saying? I hope you're grabbing hold of this. How about when they got to the Red Sea and they got to the Red Sea, there was no way to get across. And God said, hey, what are you crying to me about? Take out your hand and stretch it out. And they stretched it out. And the next thing you know, the Red Sea split. Identity. Sonship is the backbone of the supernatural. You have been made the righteousness of God. And righteousness is not based on how you just acted. It's based on how you were born. You were born righteous. Now, righteousness has no sense of inferiority. When Jesus faced a storm, he was not afraid. Righteousness brings you into right standing with God. And one of the things that Adam lost in the fall is a sense of righteousness. Jesus got it back. He not only got it back, but when you and I got born again, we became the righteousness of God. We took on his same divine nature. Say divine nature. So righteousness restores to mankind what he lost. And one of the first things he lost was fellowship. So righteousness brings you back into right standing with God so that you got fellowship with him again. And what happened is when it says in 1 John chapter 5 and verse 17, all unrighteousness is sin. All unrighteousness is sin. Sin consciousness brings a sense of inferiority, a sense of shame, a sense of guilt, and out of that, no faith will flow. Got it? It becomes hard for you to believe the word. When you are righteous and know it, demons obey you. When a person has been given righteousness and don't know it and still walking in unrighteousness, sickness and disease and lack and poverty and all that become their master. Now, a lot of times people are trying to work up enough faith to do something. It's not the faith, it's the righteousness. And I'm bringing you back to the root now, that if you get the righteous standing with God and know who you are, that you are His offspring and that you are royalty in His sight, if you maintain that, then I don't care what situation you're in, faith will flow and miracles will follow. Sonship is a backbone of the supernatural. And when you don't have it, it's hard to work it. Demons know when you know who you are. They have a sense of it. They can smell it just like a dog can smell when somebody's afraid of them. They can smell it, and what you need to do is understand that the righteous are as bold as lions. That you are not concerned about what's going to happen to you because you know the scripture in Isaiah 54:17 that no weapon that's formed against you shall prosper, and every tongue that rises against you in judgment shall be condemned, for this is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and your righteousness is of me, saith the Lord. It is not even how good you acted. God is judging you righteous based on what Jesus did. He's going to treat you the same as He treated Jesus. Say amen to that. I'm only telling you that because the world does maintenance on your esteem. They constantly try to do things to knock you down, to bring you down, to make you feel that you're less than. And your self-esteem has got a lot to do with what you can inherit. It's directly proportional to your identity. And you're going to notice the people said, we're grasshoppers. Didn't they say that? But notice they never got that inheritance, did they? But here's a man named Gideon. God said, I want you to go out here and get Israel set free. Gideon got out there and got 33,000 men, didn't he? God said, you got too many for me. See, that's where his esteem was. He was thinking he needed big numbers. He didn't need big numbers. He needed a big esteem. He needed to see himself like God saw him. Now, once you do, God can flow through you through miracles, because greater is he that is in you. He's already in you. He's waiting to do the miracles, but he can't come out unless you operate in righteousness. You try to shine a flashlight through a glass full of mud. Take the glass, put water in it, put dirt in it, and stir it up. Now try to shine the flashlight through it. You'll shine it on one side, but it can't come out the other. So notice, if you clear it up, shine it through, it'll come right out. When you are unrighteous and have guilt and shame, you become mud. And the Spirit of God, power of God, can't come through you. But if you see yourself like you never sinned in your life, man, you will shake mountains. Demons will run from you. And I'm saying what we've been working on trying to get more faith. But what you need to work on is your image. You need to come back and say, wait a minute, who am I in God? How does he see me? Now, you might not get it with one reading, so you got to meditate it. You got to get in there, because if you don't, you're going to operate like the world. You're going to manipulate people. You're going to try to impress somebody when you don't need to impress them. You're going to try to manipulate your way around here and maybe have a little bit of stuff. You don't need to do all of that. You can come to them with your wig turned sideways and still get what you want. Say amen to that. Because when you know you're the boss of all of this, you know they can't hold nothing from you. You got to see this. The enemy got us working on trying the outside trick. You need to fix that thing in your heart. You need to know who you are right inside of here. You walk in that office and say, I'm up in here now. Cut all this mess out. It's not your natural roots, it's your spiritual roots that you're working on. Are you following me, what I'm saying here? Now look at 1 Peter, turn and put up there, please. 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 12. Let's put it on the board. Look what it says here. For the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous. Come on. And their what? Ears are open to their prayers. Now, that's the righteous. The effective fervent prayer of the righteous, what? See, you can talk with God again, but you can't talk with God. Folks, let me say something. Try to fellowship with somebody that's below you. You can't do it. You can talk with them and play with them. How you doing? But you can't fellowship with them. God fellowship with Adam. God wants to fellowship with you. You are on his level. Now, I know that freaks some folk out because they're trying, oh, you trying to be God. I am a son of God. He is my father, and we talk together daily. And when you don't have that, everybody's got to do all your praying for you.
That's right.
Let's go to the last place. Let's go to Mark chapter 9. Say amen to this.
Amen.
And you got to forget your past. Well, you know, didn't know, Reverend, you know, I was there. Hey, come on now. You got to put it back there. You got to do something with it. Because the enemy going to try to do it, use it to do maintenance on your esteem. He's going to try to remind you of it every moment you get. And you got to forget it by faith. Not going to bug me any longer. You aren't going to tell me where I can go, what I can do, what I have, and how to get it. You're not going to tell me that, devil. I already know who I am. I was persistent about being Superman. I'm telling you, my mama tried to back me off of that. She said, son, you're messing up my sheets. I said, mama, I understand that. I understand that. But I got to fly. Yeah, really, I thought that thing overtook me. I had some things. I got to fly down to Wendell's house here. I got to save some time. Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
And I'm telling you, I remember when I used to wear them Sammy Davis platform shoes, you know, and nothing against them, but, you know, I was trying to help. I was trying to, you know what I mean? But now, you know, I mean, my wife, look at me now. Look at all this. How you going to turn this down? Do y'all flow? You told me to flow, didn't you? Where did I tell you to turn? All right, now I'm talking about the supernatural. And what happens, sonship opens the door to the supernatural, but a sense of unrighteousness blocks the door to the supernatural. And people don't have it in their lives. You got to stop performing for people. Your performance is for an audience of one, the Lord Jesus Christ. You got to stop performing for people. I'm telling you, that'll hurt you. That'll take you backwards instead of forwards. Jesus didn't care what you thought about him. Say amen to that. And you got to stop that. You got to stop being manipulated like that, because the enemy is using that to do maintenance on you. And what you got to do is come out of that thing. Say, hey, I'm who I am. You don't like who I am? That's your fault. You missing out. Say amen to that. I'm a child of God. I'm a son of the King. I'm his workmanship. I'm his offspring. Say amen to that. Well, I remind myself, because sometimes I go places, you know, and people, you know, and they're trying to impress somebody, you know, and I got to sit through that. And, you know, and like the man said, faith has no proof. It's a fake. You know, I want to say, well, what you got? Let me show you. Show me your faith. Where it is? Because I can bring you here and show you mine. But where is yours? Let me see what you got. What you got? You see? Oh, trying to impress somebody. But man, it takes more than, you know, $3,000, $5,000 suits and you know, alligator shoes. You're going to have to know something. You're going to have to be able to use your faith. Say amen to that. Amen. I'm talking about the set up the supernatural in your life. You're going to back off of all trying to impress people. You're going to come over to impressing one, the Lord Jesus Christ, and you're going to receive his same righteousness and move out in it. Say amen to that. All right, let me just show you this last part and we'll close it out. Look at Mark chapter 9. I'll start at verse 14. And when he came to his disciples, he saw a great multitude about him and the scribes questioning with them. And straightway all the people, when they beheld him, were greatly amazed and running to him, saluted him. And he asked the scribes, "What question ye with them?" And one of the multitude answered and said, "Master, I have brought unto thee my son, which has a dumb spirit. And whatsoever he taketh him, he teareth him, and he foameth and gnashes with his teeth and pineth away. And I spake unto thy disciples that they should cast him out. And they could not." Not would not, could not. And he answered him and said, "O faithless what? Generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him to me." And they brought him to him. And when he saw him, straightway the spirit tear him. And he fell on the ground, wallowing and foaming. And he asked his father, "How long is it ago since this came to him?" And he said, "Of a child. And oftentimes it has cast him into the fire, into the waters, to destroy him. But if thou can do anything, have compassion on us and help us." And Jesus said to him, "If thou can believe, all things are possible to him that believe." So what's possible for me is not based on what somebody else believes, because I believe it, but they don't. So it'll work for me, but it won't work for them. I got that word. I begin to meditate it day and night. All of a sudden, what was impossible now looked like it was possible. Because the devil had actually deceived me in thinking, "I can't have that, I can't do that, I can't go there, I can't reach that." I'm telling you, you can be a millionaire in a month if you'll only believe.
Well, praise the Lord. I trust that you are blessed by this exciting teaching. Now, it's called Understanding the Supernatural. Now, this message today is the final part of a 4-disc series. Now, there are some points I want to leave with you. One, if you don't know your authority, the devil will try to use it against you. A lot of times, people don't realize that in their mouth and their speech holds the authority in their lives. In other words, God gave mankind speech so that he could exercise his authority in the earth. I mean, when you're in the military, they give a command. I mean, when you're in the kingdom of God, it's a command. And the Bible talks about, "Thou shalt decree a thing, it shall be established." Well, the people who were coming out of Egypt, 10 of those spies said something that was against God. They said, "We can't take it. Giants in the land. We're going to die in the wilderness." What happened? They died right in the wilderness. So if you don't know your authority, many times the enemy will take it and try to use it against you. You have authority. Use it the right way. Secondly, What seems to be impossible is actually a deception of the devil. Now, don't forget that. What seems to be impossible is actually a deception of the devil. Why? Because with God, all things are possible. Now, number three, sonship is a backbone of the supernatural. In other words, you don't have the right identity if you don't have it. If you see yourself, oh, I'm just a worm in the dust, oh, I'm so guilty and condemned and so forth, it's hard to get miracles to work. You got to come back up into what God has called you. He has called you the righteousness of God. Now, with that kind of mindset, you'll see miracles happen in your life. Praise God. Now, our announcer is going to give you some more important information on how you can order this powerful set of teachings, and I'll be right back.
Sonship is a backbone of the supernatural. And when you don't have it, it's hard to work it. Demons know when you know who you are. The righteous are as bold as lions. You are not concerned about what's going to happen to you because you know the scripture, no weapon that's formed against you shall prosper, and your righteousness is of me, saith the Lord. When a person has been given righteousness and still walking in unrighteousness, sickness and disease and lack and poverty become their master. People are trying to work up enough faith to do something. It's not the faith. It's the righteous. If you get the righteous standing with God, I don't care what situation you're in, faith will flow and miracles will follow. We've been working on trying to get more faith, but what you need to work on is your image. You need to come back and say, wait a minute, who am I in God?
Renew your mind to a new way of living in the power of the blessing and experience increase with Dr. Bill Winston's four-disc series entitled Understanding the Supernatural. To order on CD or DVD, simply write to Bill Winston Ministries, P.O. Box 947, Oak Park, Illinois 60303. By bank card at 1-800-711-9327 or online at billwinston.org.
In this teaching, the idea about it is that God wants the supernatural to operate through you. But you've got to see yourself in the God class. You see, the way that Jesus could work all these miracles, remember what he told Nicodemus? You must be born again. In other words, you must see yourself as born from above, as a son of God. Now, when we say son, we're not talking about gender here. We're talking about mature offspring. It's hard to get immature Christians to get miracles happening. You know what I mean? They don't think they're there yet. Well, I'm just trudging through the snow. I'm trying to make it. Praise God. Now you've already made it. Glory to God. Your name is already written in the Lamb's Book of Life. You're already seated with Him in heavenly places. Now let miracles flow through you. Praise God. Well, this is a powerful teaching, and we want to get you this teaching into your hand. So make sure you order it. Dial us or call us or go on the website and order this series of teachings. Guaranteed you'll be blessed. Well, this is Bill Winston saying, until next time, we love you and keep walking by faith.